Questions 31 through 35 refer to the following telephone conversation.
Hello, Jim. I hate to bother you so late.
Hello, Gail. It's not that late.
I'm in a somewhat difficult situation and was wondering if you could give me some advice. I have to leave on business tomorrow, and my purse is ripped. Do you know what type of glue I can use for leather?
Oh, there are many types of glue you can use. Epoxy, cement, and paste are easy to find and simple to use. I usually use epoxy to glue my children's shoes. Cement adhesive is better for porous materials such as ceramics or porcelain, and paste is best for metal and other smooth surfaces.
You certainly sound like an expert. Where can I find epoxy?
Any hardware store or even an office supply store would have it. If not, you could try a specialty store, but I'm sure it's pretty common.
Jim, thank you very much. I can always count on you when I'm in a jam.
Glad to be of help. Have a nice trip. I'll see you after you get back.
Question number 31. What is the main topic of this conversation? Question number 32. Why was the woman in a difficult situation? Question number 33. What did the woman ask the man to do? Question number 34. Why did the man mention his children's shoes? Question number 35. What is the man's attitude in this conversation? Questions 36 through 38 refer to the following conversation about newspapers.
I've always wanted to ask you why you read the New York Times instead of the Seattle Post. If we live in Seattle, don't you want to learn about the local news? For example, did the Times report the new developments in Vancouver?
Of course I do, but the Times has a much better coverage of the international and national news. You are right. The Post covers the regional news in depth, but I learn more from the Times. And their movie reviews are the best. I read them every week. The Seattle news is covered in all radio reports, so I listen to the radio to find out what's happening in the city.
So you read the paper and listen to the radio. Now that I think about it, I do that too. Yesterday, I heard that Portland is expanding its convention complex to bring more visitors to the city. Because Portland is not on the coast, not many tourists go there.
I read about it in the Times. They do have a very good coverage of developments throughout the country.
Question number 36. Where do the man and the woman live? Question number 37. What does the woman do to keep up with the local news? Question number 38. How does a man stay up to date with the news?